我们请大家翻开圣经《生命记》。
Please turn to a scripture, Deuteronomy.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
生命记第八章第一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1. Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised on oath to you before Father.
在这里呢，摩西写了这个生命记，就是再一次来重申。
This is reinstating the command of the Lord.
让百姓呢能够再听了第二次有关于神的诫命跟律法。
So that this is the second time that the Israelites revisit this law.
所以这个生命记这个名词啊，就是讲第二次的这些命令。
Deuteronomy, this word in itself means that it is a second reminder.
也就是要让百姓能够再一次得到提醒。
It is to allow the Israelites to be reminded.
让他们能够真的把神的话语谨守遵行在生活上面。
So they can abide by these commands in their everyday life.
然后他们就要进入神所应许的迦南美地。
Therefore, they are able to enter into the land of Canaan as promised.
那迦南美地乃是一个牛奶与蜜之地。
This land of Canaan is places that is filled with milk and honey.
那接着呢，就是摩西开始带领百姓来回顾他们在旷野四十年的生活。
And then later on, it's a recollection of Moses how he has led the Israelites into the wilderness for 40 years.
第二节。
At verse 2,
你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你、试验你，要知道你的心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
Verse 2, remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands.
所以呢，在旷野四十年呢，都是要让百姓来得到苦练、试验。
So in the wilderness for 40 years, they are there for training and also test.
让他们能够得到好的操练之后，是不是肯遵守神的诫命
？The test will tell whether they are able to keep the commands.
所以呢，在旷野的四十年里面，有很多的操练。
There are a lot of tests in this 40 years in the wilderness.
他们遇到敌人的攻打。
They have to encounter the attacks from their rivals.
他们也曾经没有东西吃，肚子饿了。
There are experiences where they were so starved.
他们也曾经口渴，没有水喝了。
They were so thirsty at one point where they didn't have water to drink.
那么虽然有东西玛拿可以吃，可是后来又觉得他很厌烦了。
Even with manna, they can consume, but yet they got tired of it later on.
所以呢，他们有很多很多的试验临到这旷野的生活。
Therefore, there were many tests that has come about in their 40 years in the wilderness.
当然，也有一些百姓有了贪心，所以被神击打了，导致死亡了。
Of course, there are Israelites who were greedy, and yet they were struck by God and died.
有派了12个探子到迦南地去窥探当地的情形。
There were 12 spies that had been sent to the land of Canaan to observe the land.
但是呢，其中10个探子却是报告坏的消息，说哇，迦南人都非常强大我们是打不过他们的，我们在他们眼中看起来是死物。
Among the 12spies, 10 of them have said that we're not able to triumph over our enemy because they are great in battling.
但是只有两个探子，就是约书亚跟加勒，是报告有信心的消息。
However, there were only two spies who are Joshua and also Caleb. They have brought about the good news.
他们只有这两个人说，我们有信心，靠着神已经可以得胜。
These are the only two people who have the faith towards God that they are able to win over them.
但是百姓已经受到很大的影响，被那十个探子的不好的消息已经失去信心了。
But then at that time, a majority of the Israelites, they have been influenced by the negative news that had been brought by the 10 spies.
因此他们就不敢再去进入迦南地。
Therefore, they weren't bold enough to enter into the land of Canaan.
所以他们在旷野这些生活，真的包括这些起起落落的这些考验。
So among many things that happen and also tests in these 40 years in the wilderness,
但是神还是看顾他们。
God, regardless, has took care of them.
所以第三节就记载了神把玛纳赐给他们。
God said that they were been given with manna.
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your father had known, to teach you the man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
所以这里呢，神啊将玛纳赐给百姓吃。
Manna has been given to these people to eat by God.
他们每天都要到外营外去捡取玛纳。
Every day they have to go out to the tent to pick up these manna.
那么到星期五呢啊，可以捡两天的分量。
On Fridays, they can pick up the shares for 2 days.
他们到星期六安息日，他们就啊没有玛纳可以捡了。
On Saturday, which is the Sabbath day, they cannot go out for manna.
也没有玛纳降下来。
There will not be any manna being descended to them.
所以让他们知道在安息日要敬拜神。
They know that on Sabbath day they have to observe and worship God.
所以赐下玛纳也同样把安息日的日子也赐下来了。
So as the manna in itself has already given to them as well as the Sabbath day.
但是要让百姓知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But then we have to know that we do not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
所以等一下我们会来详细查考有关赏赐玛纳的这个过程。
So we're going to start the carefully on the process of how manna has been granted to Israelites.
我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
这四十年，你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。
Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years.
所以这里啊，就告诉他们说，真的不用为自己的生活啊，吃什么、喝什么、穿什么来担心害怕。
This is telling us that we need not to be anxious over what to eat, what to drink, and also what to put on.
因为呢，天父都知道我们有日常的生活这些需要。
Because the Lord God knows what we need in our everyday life.
所以呢，我们不用担心。
We should not be anxious over them.
我们不必忧虑这些啊生活的事情。
There shouldn't be any worries over these things.
神一定会照顾我们的生活。
The Lord God will take care of our livelihood.
就好像神照顾百姓啊，四十年里面都没有缺乏。
Just likened to how the Lord God has taken care of these people in the wilderness for 40 years.
而且神呢啊，也在生活上来管教他们。
In the same way, the Lord has also reprimanded them during the process.
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
你当心里思想，耶和华你神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。
Know then in the heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you.
在这四十年生活里面呢，啊，他们好像是啊，有神啊，像父亲一样来管教他们。
In the 40 years. The Lord God has taught them just like a father.
因为呢，父亲爱儿子啊，才会管教儿子。
Because of the love of the father towards the son, therefore there's discipline.
如果是不爱这个孩子呢，就会任凭他，不管他了。
If the father does not love his son, then he will never teach him.
让他去自生自灭也不管他了，那个是不爱的。
He will let his son just do whatever he decided to, and let him go.
但是神爱百姓，像爱自己的孩子一样，所以他才会管教。
Because of our Lord God loves us so dearly, therefore He disciplines us.
我们今天呢，在日常生活上有得到神的管教，我们要感谢神，这是神爱我们的表现。
We have to thank God that we have been disciplined by God in our everyday life.
那最后啊，他们要进入那美地，那个是一个牛奶与蜜之地。
they were about to enter into this land where it's full of milk and honey.
我们看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
你要谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道，敬畏他。
Verse 4, observe the commands of...
第六节。
Excuse me, verse 6. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and revering him.
第七节。
Verse 7.
因为耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地有河，有泉，有源，从山谷中流出水来。
For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with streams and pools of water, with springs flowing in the valleys and hills.
所以我们常常说啊，迦南地呢啊是一个预表，我们将来要进入天国享受的福气。
We say that the land of Canaan is a prefiguration of the heaven that we are going to in the future.
我们到了那一地，就永远不再有缺乏了。
When we reach that land, we will no longer in need.
我们就要得到饱足。
And we will be fulfilled.
就好像进入神的恩典、神的国度里面，要得到这样的饱足一样。
Just like unto how we will be satisfied in the heaven.
我们先来看在旷野四十年的历史生活教授留给我们做一个教训。
So this history of the 40 years in the wilderness serves as an example for us.
我们来看哥林多前书第十章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第六节。
Verse 6.Now these things occur as examples to keep us from selling our hearts on evil things as they did.
在这里呢，就说到以色列人他们过了红海，然后开始走旷野的道路。
It speaks over here about how the Israelites they were traveling in the wilderness after they crossed the Red Sea.
那么在旷野，他们有吃玛拿，也喝了水。
In this wilderness, they have consumed manna and also drank water.
但是他们却有很多不敬畏神的人。
But there are a lot of people who are just not godly.
因此神就击打他们，在旷野就倒闭去世了。
Therefore, the Lord God has struck them, and then they died.
但是这些事情都成为我们的鉴戒。
And these things serve as a warning for all of us.
所以第六节说，这些事都是我们的鉴戒，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样的贪恋。
So in verse 6 it says, And now these things occur as examples to keep us from selling our hearts on evil things as they did.
也叫我们不要拜偶像。
Do not be idolaters.
也不要行奸淫。
As some of them were, as it written, the people sat down to eat and drink and got up and to indulge in pagan revelry. We should not commit sexual morality.
那么第九节说不要试探主。
And verse 9, it says that we should not test the Lord.
第十节说不要发怨言。
And verse 10, it says, do not grumble.
这些都是百姓他们在旷野生活的一些受到操练受到这些软弱所表现出来的。
So these are the weaknesses that has shown after they have been tested by the Lord in the wilderness.
但是为什么记录下来呢？
Why were these things being recorded?
十一节就说他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这后末世的人。
The reason being at verse 11, it says, These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us.
我们今天呢，读了这些历史的记载，这是要得到教训，得到鉴戒。
So by reading the records of these history, it serves as a warning for us.
因此呢，我们就不要再跟他们一样了。
Therefore, we should not be like them.
他们有的还在试探神。
There are still people testing the Lord.
有的会发怨言。
There are people who grumble.
有的会贪恋各样的财物。
There were people who are greedy over wealth.
甚至有的还去拜偶像。
There are people who are idolaters.
有的行的奸淫。
There are people committed sexual immorality.
那么这些的软弱呢，都成为今天我们的鉴戒。
All these are the weaknesses that serve as a warning for all of us today.
我们一定要遵守神的诫命。
We have to abide by the commands of the Lord.
就要得到神的祝福。
then shall we receive the blessings from him.
如果没有遵守诫命，像以色列人做这些啊罪恶的事情，就要受惩罚。
If you do not obey by these commands, then you will receive punishment.
因此呢，啊，我们看了这些历史的记载，一定要好好的谨记在心。
So we have to remember by heart when we read these records of the history.
所以神呢，就是要叫我们呢内心啊要有这样的一个操练。
The Lord God just wants us to go through these kind of tests.
这些呢、啊、都是要做我们的鉴戒
so as、to serve as a warning.
这是第一个呢在旷野生活所遭遇到的这些事情的记录、啊、都是有这样的目的
So this is the first purpose of recording、such an example.、
啊、以后我们会、啊、一个事件一个事件来查考
So in the future, we'll study it、one by one.
他们所遇到的每个事件都有相当的、啊、教训要给我们留下来的一个警告
Every single encounterment serves as a warning.
我们今天绝对不要要跟他们一样。
So today we should not be just like them.
我们如果还是这么的啊骄傲硬的心啊，就好像以色列人他们硬着他们的景象，那么他们要受到很大的惩罚。
If we're so hardened just like the Israelites, then we will be punished.
我们再来看呢，他们在旷野的生活一开始呢就遇到了没有食物可以吃，肚子饿了。
As we look at their life in the wilderness at the beginning, they have already facing hunger.
我们来看出埃及记十六章。
Well, please turn to Exodus chapter 16.
十六章第一节。
Exodus chapter 16, verse 1. The whole Israelite community set off from Elim and came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day,of the second month after they had come out of Egypt.
第二节
Verse 2. In the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron.
第三节
The Israelites said to them, If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt, there we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted, but you have brought us out into the desert to starve this entire assembly to death.
所以呢，以色列人啊，来到了旷野，开始遇到第一个问题，就是东西已经吃完了。
The first difficulty that the Israelites has to face in the wilderness is that they have consumed all of their food.
他们从埃及出来的时候，带了很多的无酵饼出来。
There were a lot of unleavened bread they have brought from Egypt.
但是现在已经吃完了，这肚子饿了怎么办
？But then all of those food had been depleted. Then what should they do?
当然，他们就啊，向了摩西、亚伦发怨言，说：“我们啊，如果在埃及，我们至少有肉锅旁边可以吃得饱足。”
So they grumble against Moses and Aaron that they used to have pots of meat to consume.
但是现在反而在旷野里面是要饿死了。
But then in the wilderness they are about to starve to death.
我们虽然在埃及做奴隶，很受到了苦害，至少我们还有东西吃。
Even though we were slaves in the Egypt, but at the very least we have food to eat.
但是现在来这里呢，却要饿死了，这是怎么办呢
？But then what do we do when we come to this place and we are facing death?
但是神呐、啊、就说了，要从天上降下啊食物来给他们。
But then the Lord says to them that I will rain down bread from heaven for you.
真的呢啊，从啊到了隔天，他们就可以去捡取玛纳。
And true enough, the very next day they were able to pick up manna.
我们看十三节。
Let's read verse 13. Verse 13, that evening quail came and covered the camp, and in the morning there were a layer of dew around the camp.
十四节。
When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor.
十五节。
When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, What is it? For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, It is the bread of the Lord has given you to eat.
Okay. 这里呢、啊、到了晚上、啊、有露水降下来。
So in the dusk, they have this dew around the camp.
那早上、啊、就有、啊、那个露水上升之后，野地里面就有白色、啊、的小圆物。
In the dawn time, then they will have this dew that is gone, that thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared.
当然，以色列人呢、啊，出去看到这些小食物，这啊小东西，就是问哦，这是什么？这是什么
？Of course, Israelites weren't able to tell what it is.
那么在希伯来文啊，玛拿就是什么什么的意啊的这个发音啊，所以他们说这是什么？这是玛拿，玛拿，玛拿啊，这是什么什么什么？那当然后来就变成这个东西叫做什么什么什么哦，我们要吃那个什么啊，就是这个玛拿的啊的意思啊。
This word manna in Hebrew means what? Therefore, when they ask what is it? What is it? So it later on becomes, this food has been called as what?
所以呢，这个玛拿，这个什么，就变成他们每天的食物。
So what is it about this manna? Then they were having manna every day.
然后每天呢，就要按照自己的分量去捡取这个玛拿。
Every day they have to pick up their own shares of manna to consume.
当然规定说每天所捡取的呢不可以留到隔天早上。
Of course, there was a regulation where they pick up these manna. It cannot be more than what they can consume.
但是他们还是有些人不听摩西的话。
But there are still people who did not listen to Moses.
有一些人呢捡的比较多，就特别留了一些要到隔天早上。他想说我明天早上不用出去捡玛拿，我就可以在营里面吃。
There were people who pick up more than what they needed until the next morning.
但是隔天早上就发现这个玛拿已经生虫变臭了。
And then the next day they found that these manna was full of maggots and began to smell.
所以呢就不能吃了。
So then they cannot consume such a manna.
所以呢也就是说神要叫他每天都要去捡取玛拿，不可以偷懒。
Therefore, what the Lord God wanted from them is for them to pick up manna every day.
但是呢到了第六天可以捡取两倍的玛拿。
So on the sixth day, they are able to pick up two days of manna.
我们看第二十二节。
Let's read verse 22. Each morning, everyone gathered as much as they needed, and when the sun grew hot, it melted away. On the sixth day, they gathered twice as much, two omers for each person, and the leaders of the community came and reported this to Moses.
二十三节。
He said to them, This is what the Lord commanded. Tomorrow is to be the day of the rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. So bake what you want to bake, and boil what you want to boil. Save whatever is left, and keep it until morning.
二十四节。
So they saved it until morning, as Moses commanded, and it did not stink or get maggots on it.
二十五节。
Eat it today, Moses said.Because today is a Sabbath to the Lord, you will not find any of it on the ground today.
二十六节。
Six days you are to gather it, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will not be any.
二十七节。
Nevertheless, some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather it, but they found nothing.
这就是安息日啊，跟着玛拿的降下，也让他们明白，明天开始就是安息日了。
So this is for them to understand that tomorrow is the beginning of the Sabbath day.
因为明天没有玛拿可以捡了。
Because on Sabbath day, they are not able to find any manna.
所以呢，在第六天呢，可以捡两倍的分量。
On the sixth day, they are able to take shares for 2 days.
因为呢，第六天捡了两倍的分量，那么明天就有东西可以留下来吃。
So when they have double shares of the manna for 2 days, then the next day they need not to go out to pick up.
所以明天呢，这个食物呢竟然还可以留着，不会生虫变坏。
Then you are amazed that how come this manna were able to last till the next day and not having maggots on it.
这是一个很奇妙的一个现象。
That is a miracle in itself.
本来每一天呢所捡取的都不可以留到隔天早上。
Usually in the weekdays when they pick up the manna, it will not last till the next day.
只要留到隔天的都会生虫变臭。
If they were to keep it till the next day, then it will smell and also having maggots in it.
但是只有到第六天捡取了两倍的玛拿，到了第七天安息日是不会生虫变臭的。
When they pick up 2 days of this manna on the sixth day, then the very seventh day, you notice that these manna will not go bad.
所以呢，这样的话，安息日就真的可以专心来到神面前，来遵守安息圣日的各样的活动跟聚会崇拜。
The reason for that is then they will concentrate themselves on Sabbath in their worship.
所以呢，在安息日这一天是没有玛拿可以捡的。
On Sabbath day, there was no manna for them to pick up.
那这个事情就延续了四十年。
So these things happened over the 40 years.
他们真的每一天啊，都这样去捡取玛拿来得到食物。
Every day they will pick up manna as food.
但是安息日那天是没有玛拿可以捡的，要敬拜神。
On Sabbath day, there is no manna to be picked up. It's a day where they have to worship the Lord.
其实这个啊现象呢，也告诉我们一个很宝贵的道理。
This phenomenon serves as a very precious teaching for us.
安息日啊，它乃是神所赏赐的一个恩典。
Sabbath day is a day where the Lord God blesses.
我们不用工作就有东西可以吃啊。
We don't need to work, yet we have food to consume.
我们在星期五啊，第六天就可以捡取两倍的分量。
On the fifth day, which is on the sixth day, we're able to pick up our food for 2 days share.
到了第七天，安息日是不用工作就有东西可以吃。
So then on the seventh day, it's a day where we don't have to work, yet we have food to consume.
所以呢，安息日是一个恩典。
Sabbath in itself is a blessing.
只是到后来啊，因为百姓他们有的会不遵守安息日，所以才会放在第四条诫命来命令他们要去遵守安息日，变成一个律法。
And later on, the Israelites they did not observe. Some of the Israelites did not observe the Sabbath. Therefore, it became one of the law.
成为律法之后，当然就会有一个律法上的命令就有一种严格的一个规范。
After it becomes a law, then you find that it's more stringent.
甚至如果不遵守，就会受处罚。
Even at the point where if you disobey this command, you will be punished for it.
导致于我们对安息日就有一点错误的一个认知了，变成它是一个命令，它是一个规范它是不遵守会处罚的一个规条
Therefore, such a consequence resulted in our misunderstanding of the Sabbath in itself, thought that if we don't observe by it, we will be punished.
所以我们变成来到安息日的时候，变成是害怕的，要来遵守这个诫命。
Sometimes when we come for Sabbath service, we're so afraid and to observe this day.
但是呢，其实它原来是一个恩典的一个记号。
But in actual fact, this day is this is a symbol of blessing.
不用工作就有东西吃，这个从哪里呢？有这么好的恩典呢
？You have food without work. What kind of there's no other blessings is greater than this.
这就是神原来所借着玛拿所降下来，要让他们知道安息日乃是一个恩典的记号。
Therefore, through the teachings of manna, the Lord God wanted them to know that Sabbath day is the day of blessing.
所以今天我们一定要转换过来，不要再把安息日当作律法当作一个规条来恐惧战惊的去遵守它而已
Therefore, today we need to correct our misunderstanding of the Sabbath itself, that it is not a punishment for not observing it, but rather it is a day of blessing.
我小时候呢也曾经在安息日没有来聚会敬拜神，结果我发生了一个车祸，我就觉得哇，这个恩这是一个很可怕的安息日，不遵守都会被处罚的。
When I was young, I missed this one Sabbath service, so then I went into an accident. So I remember that it is quite a dreadful experience.
可是后来呢，我听到我姐姐呢做了一个见证。
But then I heard one of the testimonies that my sister has told.
她到了她结婚以后就移民到阿根廷。
After he got married, he moved.
我姐姐。我的姐姐she.
My older sister, she after she got married, she moved to Argentina.
那么她在那里开一个杂货店。
So she had a supermarket business.
那么每天都要工作。
Every day she has to work.
一开始也为了安息日到底要不要休息来敬拜神而有很多的挣扎。
At the beginning, she had this same struggle as to whether she should open a store on Sabbath day.
所以一开始呢，他们就轮流我姐夫就看店他去聚会，然后下午就变成我姐夫去聚会他看店，好像舍不得把门关起来。
So at the beginning, my sisters will take turn with my brother-in-law on Sabbath day to mend the shop.
可是呢，经过几个月之后，他们一直感觉不安。
After a few months, they just feel something unrest.
应该要把安息日全部来归给神才对
They thought that they should give this entire day to the Lord.
这是我们，他们是可以做得到的，他们是主人嘛。
They were able to do it because they are the owners.
所以呢，他们后来就真的有信心，就把安息门关起来，说我们下午整天都不营业。
Therefore, eventually, they have the faith to shut down the supermarket on Sabbath day to observe.
结果呢, 经过一个月的这个财务计算之后,
and after a month of financial statement,
结果发现呢, 他们把安息日门关起来, 结果一个月的营业收入竟然跟以前是一模一样。
They realized that their profit is the same as in the past where they opened 7 days a week.
他们才知道原来安息日真的是神的恩典。
Then they realized that Sabbath in itself, it is truly the blessing of God.
真的安息日不用去营业, 不用去工作, 就有, 一样的收入啊, 那这样子为什么不做呢?
On Sabbath day, if you don't have to work, but you get the same wage, why do you need to work?
这就是玛拿降下来, 也把安息日, 的恩典降下来, 一样, 要给我们领受的。
This is likened to how manna has rained down, just as if the blessings that have been given to us.
因此今天我们在安息日真的要把整天的, 来到神面前, 这是一个最大的恩典, 跟祝福。
Therefore, these days on Sabbath service, that we have to dedicate ourselves the entire day to receive such a blessing.
再来很重要就是要让人知道人活着不是单靠食物, 乃是, 靠着神口里所出的一切的话。
And also we have to understand that we don't live just by the bread alone, but the words of the God.
而且知道人活着, 是要靠着, 神才能够得到, 得获财的力量。
So people who live, then they have to receive the words from God in order to live on.
我们再看回来, 生命记第八章。
Please turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第八章的16节。
Chapter 8, verse 16. He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your father had never known, to humble and to test you, so that in the end, it might go well with you.
17节.
You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced the wealth for me.
18节.
But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your forefathers as it is today.
所以呢, 降下玛拿也是要让百姓知道一个真理。
So there's a truth to this manna.
得获财的力量是神所给的。
So the power and strength of gaining wealth is given by God.
所以呢, 玛拿是神所赏赐的。
Manna is given by God.
不是靠着我们的力量, 靠着我们的能力去, 去得到的。
It is not by our own strength and effort to obtain it.
所以想一想, 我们今天啊, 如果没有神所赏赐的健康, 没有给我们这个生命时间, 没有各样的机会, 我们怎么有办法来得到获财的力量呢?
Think about it today, that we ourselves, whether we have, if the Lord God has not spared us the health, the time, and the strength, how are we able to make it?
所以这一切都是神所赏赐的。
All of those are the blessings of God.
这个玛拿就是神的恩典。
Manna is the blessings of God.
那接着呢, 就说了, 他们的衣服没有破, 脚也没有肿。 就是回到原来第八章, 第四节所讲的这句话。
Then as we go back to verse 4, it says, your clothes did not wear out and your feet did not swell during these 40 years.
所以呢, 40年啊, 就是代表一个人生的, 一个生活, 都有神的看顾。
So in this 40 years, it represents how the Lord God has taken care of them.
我们真的不必, 去担心, 明天要吃什么, 喝什么, 穿什么。
We should not be worrying over what to drink, what to eat, and what to put on tomorrow.
我们再把主耶稣讲的话, 再读一次, 再给我们一个信心。
So let's read once again the words of the Lord Jesus to give us the faith.
请看马太福音第六章。
Please turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章25节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 verse 25. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat and drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food? And the body more important than clothes.
主耶稣又再次的说了，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
Once again, the Lord reminded us that we should not be worrying over what we eat and drink.
因为生活的一切都有神的看顾。
because all of our life will be taken care of by the Lord. 那主耶稣就
讲了两个例子。
There are two examples that have been given.
第一个是天上的飞鸟。
One of which is the birds in the sky.
它不种也不收，可是神都养活它。
They don't harvest or plow or harvest, but yet they have been fed.
我们的生命比飞鸟更贵重啊。
We're just more worthy than these birds.
所以我们不用担心。
We should not be worried about it.
再来第二个例子是野地的百合花。
A second is the lily in the wild.
这野地的百合花是彩色的。
This lily is colorful.
因此呢，非常的装饰，非常的漂亮。
Therefore, it serves as an ornament.
甚至所罗门王极荣华的时候所穿戴的都还不如这花。
Even the days of Solomon, his clothes is not even better than the looks of these lilies.
今天我们的生命比百合花是更宝贵啊。
Today our life is even more precious than these lilies.
神还是给百合花有这么漂亮的装饰。
The Lord has given these lilies such a beauty.
所以我们真的不用担心要吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
Therefore, we should not be worried over what to eat and drink and about clothes.
我们看三十二节。
Let's read verse 32.For the pagans run after all these things, as your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
我们呢需要这啊这一些东西，神啊都知道。
The Lord, our Father, knows what we need.
所以呢，他一定会看顾我们。
Therefore, He will for sure take care of us.
所以我们不必再为这些担心。
We should not be worrying over these things.
就像以色列人在旷野四十年，他们的衣服都没有破，他们的脚也没有肿。
Just likened to the Israelites for 40 years, their clothes was never torn and their feet was never swelled.
今天我们的生活也一定会得到神的看顾。
Today our livelihood will be taken care of by the Lord.
我们只要尽我们的本分，做我们该做的事情。
All we have to do is to fulfill our own responsibilities.
箴言或者诗篇还有一句话说，从来没有看过一个义人会肚子饿会变成一个乞丐去讨饭的。
In the book of Psalm and also Proverbs, it says that there is no one person that has been a righteous person that has to beg for food.
再来呢，我们再看到神也把以色列人当作自己的孩子一样来管教。
The Lord God has also treated Israelites as His children to discipline them.
因为管教是代表了父亲的爱。
Because discipline means the love of the Lord.
我们来看希伯来书十二章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12,
第四节
verse 4. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
第五节
And you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son,Do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when He rebukes you.
第六节
Because the Lord disciplines those He loves, and He punishes everyone He accepts as a son.
第七节
Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father?
第八节
If you are not disciplined,
第八节
let me see.Then you are illegitimate children and not true sons.
第八节读完哈。第九节。
Moreover, we have all had human father who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to our father of our spirits and live?
第十节。
Our father disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplined us for our good.That we may share in His holiness.
第十一节
No discipline seems pleasant at that time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
所以这里说说，神爱我们，所以他会管教我们。
The reason why the Lord punishes us or discipline us because He loves us.
他好像父亲爱孩子，一定会管教孩子一样。
It's likened to the love of a father that he will discipline us in the same way.
我们有肉身的父母亲在管教我们，有时候还会有一些误差，有一些不够完全 的一些地方。
Sometimes there's imperfections our physical father disciplines us.
但是我们天上的父管教我们绝对是最好的，要让我们得到帮助。
But then when our God disciplines us, it's for our good, that we will receive helps.
所以今天我们在信仰的生活上，我们如果受了管教，我们应该要感谢神。
In our life of faith, if we ever receive disciplines from God, we have to thank God.
这表示神爱我们。
It means that the Lord God loves us.
他要让我们去反省我们所做的一些不对的地方。
He wants us to think about what are the wrong things that we have done.
有时候我们被一些人来劝教我们，我们还不一定会谦卑的接受。
Sometimes we encounter people who try to teach us something, but we still not wanted to be taught.
我们只有当学生的时候被老师纠正劝告，我们会赶快改过来，因为老师说的都是对的。
It is only in our school days we may accept what the teacher taught us.
但是我们从学校毕业之后，好像我们就没有老师了。
And after we got out of the school, it seems that we don't have a teacher anymore.
所以别人所讲的话，我们也许就不一定会去思考去判断。
There are things that people said we may not think about or contemplate.
或者是我们也不想听到别人的这些一些劝告的话。
Or even at a point we hate to listen to words of advice.
人也因为人都不想听这些劝告的话，所以人也不想去讲。
People just have the tendency of not accepting advices. Therefore, they didn't want to listen to what other has to say about them.
因此呢，人跟人之间保持距离以测安全。
You find that people among people they keep a distance between one another to be secure.
但是只有神他是爱我们的。
But then only the Lord God who love us.
他真的不能够看着我们一直一直的往下沉沦而不管教我们呢。
He cannot just witness us falling into sin.
他一定要让我们明白我们所做的一些不对的事情。
He wanted us to understand what we have done wrong.
所以他会用管教的方法。
Therefore, discipline is a good way.
但是在管教的时候，当然会不觉得快乐，会觉得愁苦。
In times of discipline, you will find that it's hard to take.
因为呢，管教的时候当然会受苦。
Because in time of discipline, there's hardship.
可能是生病啦，可能是车祸啦，或者是遇到一些困难呢。
It may be sickness or auto accident or any other difficulties that you may have to face.
但是这些呢，都是要让我们经历过之后来得到平安的果子，能够来成就一个成长。
But all of such is for us to receive the fruit of peace later on.
我们就可以得到神所要给我们的义。
And so can we receive the righteousness from God.
所以呢，管教的最后的目的是为了得到更大的灵性的成长。
The ultimate purpose to discipline is for us to grow in faith.
所以我相信神对于我们的绝对是爱。
Therefore, we truly understand that the Lord, because of His love,
他不会让我们白白受苦。
That we have been disciplined, and all these hardships that we have gone through is not going to happen in vain.
所以每次的每次的苦难都是要给我们得到成长的。
Each and every single hardship that we go through is for us to grow.
大卫在诗篇里面才会说到这么一句话，说我受苦是与我有益，为要使我学习神的律例。
In the book of Psalms, David says that for those hardship that has gone through is for him to learn the laws of the Lord.
所以这句话我也是常常一直放在心里，常常来告诉我自己。
And such a phrase, I always read it, serve as a reminder for myself.
尤其每次我在受苦的时候，我就会想到这句话，来鼓励我说，我受苦是与我有益，我要让我的灵性得到更好的成长。
Each and every time when I am encountering hardship, I remind myself that in such a hardship, I am learning and also growing spiritually.
也真的呢，在每次受苦之后，我都更明白神的旨意。
And after each hardship that I've gone through,I know better the will of the Lord.
而且更知道了我要学习的目标在哪里。
And I know better the purpose of such a learning.
甚至呢，我这些受苦，我以后还可以把我得到的安慰也去安慰别人。
Even at the point that such a hardship that I've gone through is served as an example for others.
因为这些安慰对别人也是一个非常有大的帮助。
Because all of these comforts serve as a help to others.
所以我们要如何在这样的受苦里面来得到更多的造就，就是神所要带给我们的一些教训。
So how can we receive much edification from such a hardship?
这就是以色列人在旷野四十年受神管教而得到的成长。
And this is how the Israelites have grown themselves in this 40 years of wilderness.
当然后来他们20岁以上的人都死在旷野了。
Of course, later on, all those people who are older than 20 years of age died in the wilderness.
只有两个人还可以进入迦南地，就是约书亚跟迦勒。
There were only two persons enter into the land of Canaan, who are Joshua and Caleb.
但是呢，这个事情记录在圣经里面，还是给我们非常好的鼓励。
These phenomena and also things that has happened in the wilderness have been recorded to serve as an example for us.
看起来这样的比例好像很悬殊啊，六十万跟两个人。
It seems that it's quite a huge disparity that 600,000 people versus two.
但是我们还是要知道，未来的目标一定是迦南地。
But we have to understand that our ultimate goal is the land of Canaan.
今天我们来到神面前，我们要追求，也要进入那迦南美地。
In front of God today, what we are pursuing after is to go into this land of Canaan.
当然，迦南美地最后是在天上的国度。
Of course, this land of Canaan is in reference to the heaven that we are heading to.
再来就是在现在的教会，我们也可以去感受到这种迦南美地的福气。
As well as we can feel such a blessing as we pursue for this land of Canaan.
好像在教会里面也要有这种迦南美地的这样的感受。
In the church, we have to feel as if that we are in the land of Canaan.
我们就可以体会到在地如天的这样的恩典。
Then we can feel the blessings on earth such as heaven.
所以本来神设立的这个教会，目的是要让我们来体验这样的恩典。
The purpose of God instituted this church is for us to receive this kind of blessing.
所以呢，到迦南地就不再缺衣食这些衣服等等这些生活的东西了。
When we are at land of Canaan, we're no longer in need of all such things.
因为在那边有神满满的福气。
Because we'll have the fullness of the blessings of the Lord.
我们再看回来《申命记》第八章。
Please turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第九节。
Verse 9.
申命记第八章第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 9.
第十节。
A land where bread will not be scarce, and you will lack nothing. A land where the rocks are iron, and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you.
所以这里说，我们到迦南地以后就不缺食物了，一无所缺。
When we come to the land of Canaan, we will not be scarce of anything.
因为在那里呢，要吃的饱足，就可以来赞美神。
As we were fed in this land, then we will praise His name.
迦南美地也可以预表的是今天的教会。
Land of Canaan also signifies the church today.
我们今天在教会里面的生活，就好像是在天国的生活一样。
And our life in the church is likened to our life in heaven.
我们也是没有任何的缺乏。
We are not in need of anything.
因为神已经把祝福满满的赏赐给我们。
Because the Lord God has already given us such a great blessing.
所以我们要大家一起来享受神的恩典。
Together as a whole, we have to enjoy these blessings from God.
一起来数算神的恩典。
And to count His blessings.
一起来分享神的恩典。
And to share His blessings.
所以呢，大家要在教会里面可以互相来见证。
So in the church, we should testify to one another.
我们如何领受神的恩典呢？
To testify how we receive the blessing from God.
所以常常要有见证，可以去做彼此的分享。
We must always have testimonies to share about.
那这样子，我们的生活就会越多的甘甜的滋味。
Then we'll feel the sweetness in our life.
虽然还是在旷野生活。
Even though we still live in the wilderness.
可是我们的目标要到迦南地。
But then our purpose is to enter this land of Canaan.
这些生活的苦练跟操练都是短暂的。
And all those trials in this hardship.It's only temporary.
虽然有管教有愁苦也是短暂的。
So even we have worries, it's going to be short-lived.
而目标最后都是要进入迦南美地。
And the ultimate goal is to enter the land of Canaan.
虽然这些受苦的都是短暂的，我们就有更多的信心跟力量来经历这些事情。
Since these hardship is going to short-live, then we'll have the faith to thrive on.
也求神带领我们在信仰的生活上也能够经历过这样的操练而得到了成长。
So we ask the Lord to give us the strength and also effort to go on and grow our faith.
所以我们的基督徒的生命观是非常乐观的，非常灿烂光明的。
The philosophy of a Christian is supposed to be optimistic.
我们知道有神的看顾，所以我们的未来绝对是光明。
Under the caring of the Lord, our future is bright.
我们都有美好的未来跟明天。
We will have wonderful future and tomorrow.
但是这些并不是一个幼稚的人的那种痴呆的想法而已
But this is not only an imagination from the fools.
而是那真的有相信神有盼望的人有这样的一种乐观的态度。
But rather, it's an optimism that a true Christian, a true righteous person will have.
因为有神，所以我们才会乐观。
It is only with God, then can we be optimistic.
我们知道我们的未来，明天是神在掌握的。
We know that our tomorrow is holds in the hands of the Lord.
既然有神在掌握，那我还怕什么呢？
And since we have the Lord God holding our tomorrow, then what should we be afraid of?
我就可以每天好好的过每天的生活了。
So we should live every day.
虽然今天我还有一些困难，但是我相信神一定会带领我到迦南美地。
I may have some difficulties ahead of me, but I know that the Lord God will lead me to the land of Canaan.
虽然走过死荫的幽谷。
Even though I have to pass through this valley of death.
但是神他都要带领我带领牵着我的手来走过这一些。
But then the Lord God will hold on to my hand to guide me through this darkness of valley.
我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
486首。